History of the Maya, the great ruler of Palenque, Pakal. Now, Pakal is a very unusual individual. This is a person who is the head of the city-state of Palenque at a time when Tikal and others are vying for major control in the central part of Mexico. But Pakal is also unique because of his tomb. So let's investigate what he has, and then I'll tell you some things at the end. Now, the greatness of King Pakal of Palenque can be judged from his magnificent funerary crypt, rich grave offerings, and towering sepulcher monument. The Temple of Inscriptions, which stands some 20 meters or 65 feet high, is a step pyramid. His city-state, Palenque, stands in a striking position beneath a line of hills thick with rainforest at the edge of the Usumacinta River floodplain, looking towards the Gulf of Mexico. The crypt, accessed by a long stairway leading downwards from the Temple of Inscriptions, lies some 24 meters or 80 feet below the temple floor. Within the crypt, the king's body was laid in a sarcophagus of red-painted stone, wearing a collar of precious jade, a green headband, several jade necklaces and mother-of-pearl, and jade earpieces. Over his face was a lifelike mask fashioned from jade, obsidian, and shells. The outside of the sarcophagus was carved with images of the king's ancestors, while 9 stucco figures around the walls of the crypt represented the main gods of the underworld. In the corridors of the Temple of the Inscription were stone slabs carved with lists of kings. From these, together with accompanying lists commissioned by Pakal's son, Khan Balim, scholars have been able to construct a succession of 12 rulers. Together with the list from Copan, these are among the most detailed and complete dynastic lists of any ruling family in the Mayan realm. Now, the remarkable King Pakal reigned in Palenque for 68 years. From the carvings in the temple and the inscription that runs along the edge of the lid of his sarcophagus, we know he was born on March the 24th, 603 A.D., ascended to the throne on July the 27th, 615 A.D., and died aged 81 on September the 29th, 684 A.D. Scholars have identified his name, which is written both with the image of a small war shield and hieroglyphics that made the sound pa, ka, and la, spelling Pakal, which was the word for shield. His full name was Kinch John Pakal, Lord Great Sun Shield. King Pakal is also the most unusual ruler in that the king apparently inherited the throne through his mother's line rather than by the usual patrilineal descent, as was expected amongst the Maya. His mother, Lady Zakkuk, was ruler herself for a period. Pakal inherited the throne in her name when he was 12, but she lived for a further 25 years and may have been the power behind the throne. Only after she died in 640 AD did Pakal begin to have significant inscriptions carved to justify his rule. In Pakal's reign, Palenque became the dominant city in the region. As its ruler, Pakal controlled a large area. Palenque made marriage and other alliances with Tikal, Poné, and Tortuguero. The city appears to have been at war with Tonia in the 8th century. King of Tonia captured Kanzul, one of Pakal's sons. The details of Pakal's burial rite show that both he and his subjects expected the deceased ruler to live on as a god after his death. When the great king was buried, 5 of his subjects were sacrificed so that they would accompany him on his journey to the underworld. The burial also shows that Pakal claimed authority for his dynasty by associating his ancestors and descendants with the sun god. The lid of the sarcophagus, which shows him descending the length of the world tree to the underworld, depicts the sun moving between death and life. At his side, within the sarcophagus, was a jade figure of the sun god, suggesting that the king would rise again in the eastern sky after his underworld trials. The royal succession from Pakal to his descendants was symbolically blessed by the sun. Pakal's son, Khan Balim, succeeded his father in 684 AD. He built the Temple of the Sun, the cross, and the foliated cross to celebrate his succession. The relation of this group to the main Temple of Inscriptions confirms the sun god's approval. Once a year at sunset on the winter solstice, the Maya understood the sun to undergo a symbolic death. The setting sun would shine through a dip in the ridge behind the Temple of Inscriptions and fall on the carved scenes in the Temple of the Cross that celebrates Pakal's passing his royal power to Khan Balim. As the sun set, its light would travel down the stairs to King Pakal's tomb, symbolically entering the underworld with the king prior to his rebirth the next morning. Scholars believe that Pakal ordered the construction of the Temple of the Inscriptions as his own mortuary monument when he reached his 70s and understood that he was nearing the close of his long reign. The temple pyramid was completed after Pakal's death by Khan Balem. The discovery of Pakal's tomb by Mexican archaeologist Albert Ruiz in 1952 entirely changed the way that scholars viewed Mayan temple pyramids, for it was the first evidence to emerge that some of these great constructions were essentially mortuary monuments. Now, I have not been to Palenque. I hope the next time that we go to Mérida that we can take an excursion to Palenque. Since the last time we were in Mérida, we went to Chichen Itza and Uxmal and some of the others. But I've always been fascinated by Palenque. It's in a completely different environment. Now, you have probably heard of Pakal because the cover of his tomb is one of the most, shall we say, misunderstood pieces of history in the world. All these idiots who are looking for people from outer space claim that it is a picture of a person operating a spacecraft. I did a video, one of my earliest videos on YouTube on the Bob Packett channel is about Eric von Däniken, who claimed that a lot of things that we find as ancient were probably made by aliens, and he loves to mess with this particular covering on the top of his tomb. Now, if you want to see it and not go to Mexico, you can go to Roswell, New Mexico, you know, the center of of outer space UFOs. And in the museum that they have there, which, by the way, is free to go in, which has one of the greatest gift shops for odd stuff you can think of, they have a full-size replica of Pakal's coffin lid. Well, my first wife and I were there traveling around, and we went in there, and they're doing a tour with some school children, and of course they're talking about all the symbolism showing that it was all, you know, this was a person from outer space. Now, I was teaching Latin American history at the time, and I spent a great deal of time debunking all of this stuff. And so I said, you know, excuse me, I'm going to differ. And so I went through and pointed out all the different objects that they had mentioned as outer space and the capsules, and talked about the business of the sun rising and setting and everything like that. They didn't throw us out because we didn't pay to get in, but they were not happy, to say the least. So if you want to see how that works, go and look that video up. But I would love to be able to go to Pakal. I would doubt they would allow you to go down into the tomb area. So if you want to get an idea of what that is like, go to the Museum of Anthropology in Mexico City. They have a replica reproduced, so you can go down steps, see how everything was placed, and then they have, I believe they have the original objects that were on him there. I don't believe they left them at Palenque. So it's very interesting. One of the things that I didn't mention is the fact that the city of Tikal has one of its temples where a whole family of leaders are carved into each of the steps leading up to the top. So we have Copan, Tikal, and Palenque, who give us a list of kings ruling during this period right near the end of the classic period. So next time we'll be going into the Mayan religion. The sources for this are The Maya by Cole, The Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, The Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment. Check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.